You have to. Here, let me know from base, the bottom Gemara. That are Sora Dvorim Shol Alexandrios Muktin Ezikni Negev. There were 10 things that this King Alexandrius Muktim asked the Zikne, Poshmius, this Canaan there, the older people, wise people of the Negev in the south. Omalen, he asked them like this. First of all, you're on top of the from the base, he asked them, Min HaShemayim Loritz, the difference between the Shemayim and the Oritz, Rochuk, is that further, or else from east to west is further. It's not sure exactly what does east to west mean. Does it mean infinity, or does it mean the east to the west of the world? But which one is further, Mizrach Amarev or Shemayim Loritz? So Amrullah, they said back to them, they said back to him, Mizrach Amarev. They said back to him, I tell you, for Mizrach Amarev is further than from the Oritz to the Shemayim. And they bring you proof. Shereichama b'mizrach hakom estaklen bo. When the sun is in the morning on the mizrach, you could look at it. And the havamina was because since it's so far away, it's not that bright, you could look at it. Chama b'marach hakom estaklen bo. When the sun is down on the west, going down also, you could look at it. Why? Because it's so far away, it doesn't bother you, the rays. But chama b'yemtza rikia, but in the midday, when the chama is straight up, like only in Shemayim, then ain't hakom estaklen bo, then you can't look at it. So there havamina was because it's closer. So you see, it's further away mizrach than marav than it is Shemayim Boretz. So on this Gemara says the chomam, the chomam say no, zeh v'zeh kechet shavu. Really, they're both the same distance. Could be the same distance there is between mizrach and marav. There is between the Shemayim Boretz. Shneim the pasuk says in Tehillim, kegoyver Shemayim aloritz, kerochet mizrach umarav. In the same pasuk it says both things. That the height of the Shemayim Boretz is the same thing like Kerochek Mizrach Umarav. So now, V'chad Minayu Nofish, if one of them is bigger, then really the Gisa should be Lama Nichtav Tavayu. What is the Pasuk write both of them? Kiyud Nofish, it just should have written the one that's further away. How come it says both? So Elamai, the Pasuk is Mashma, they're both the same distance, like they're just as far as Shemayim Boretz as it is to Mizrach Umarav. See, so then the question is, V'yelachama v'yemtza rakiya, my time ain hakom mistaklim. If so, how come that when the, how come if so, when the chama is straight up, how come you can't look at it? Like if it's the same distance, what's the difference? So the answer is, mishum dekoy lehadei, v'lekosa lehmidi, because nothing is covering it up. So when it's straight above us, it's a straight thing, there's nothing in between us, therefore it's hard to see the rays, it's too strong. But when it's Mizrach Umarav, Rashi says, and the pshat is the mountains are like blocking a little bit. So that's why we could look at it there, because there are things blocking it. But the distance itself could be the same distance, and the rays are just as strong. Then the second question of Sandhya Smukta Mestam was like this. Omalehem, he said to them, Shamayim Nivru Tchila Yoritz. What did Hashem, what came first? Was the first the Shemayim or first the Oritz? Is the Amun, so the Dikta Dorim answered back and said, Shemayim Nivru Tchila, I'll bring you proof that the Shemayim was created first. And then when the Pasuk says, Bereshis Borah Elokim, he says Shemayim v'yas Oritz. Says first Shemayim, that came first. Omelet, so he asked him a third question now. Or Nivru Tchila Oy Choshech, which one came first, light or dark? Is Amulos on this word, the Zikna Dor answered back and said, Zikna Negev said back, Milsa Dor Ein Le Tesla. There's no answer for this. At least nobody knows. That's what the answer back. So the question is, the Gemara asks, why the answer like that? The name Mulet, he should have said back, Poshid, Choshech Nivra Tchila, Vada the darkness was created first. You see, there's a post like that. The post in Gracia says, V'yoretz Hoysa, Soyev Avoyu, V'choshech. The post says that Yoretz was Soyev Avoyu, and then v'choshech, and then later v'hoda, then later v'yor melekim yor v'yor. Then next later first says there'll be or. So mashma clearly there was choshech then or. So why didn't they answer back to Alexander Muktim that we know the answer? So my answer, the reason why they didn't answer back was sarva. They thought like this: the ziknei negev. They thought that dilma also lishule. Maybe they continue asking questions. Mala mala, what's above the Shemayim? Mala mata, what's below the Yoritz? Malifnim, what's before? Maliacha, what's later? He was afraid that they'll start asking difficult questions. I don't want to go into this, like where Hashem is, what's before, what's afterwards. He didn't want to go into this. Therefore, they, instead of getting into his questions, they said right away, like, nobody knows this answer. That's why he said like this. The Rosh says here, Mala Mala, it means to say, O Mala Mata Miyorotzim Etayim, O Mala Fnim, means what's Chutz L'Mechitzus Olam, L'Mizrach, what's all the way in the Mizrach, right away from this world. Or else the Fnim means, what was there before Briyas Olam? O Mala Yach, what's going to be after the whole world will be destroyed? So they didn't want to go into this. So where's the question? If so, we hochi Shemayim Namila Neimuloi. How come they answered the first question? Like, yes, what's created first? Shemayim Voros. They should have been afraid there also. So where's it like this? No. Meikoris, so at the beginning they thought these are Kainim, that Akroi Bial Mudev Kashayli. He's only asking me one question. So one question will answer him. But Kivun the Chozer the Kohodar Shoyel, since he saw he started to ask more questions, Sarvi thought, I'm not going to answer him anymore. Because do also l'shule, mala mala, how come to ask, again, like we said before, what's above, what's on the bottom, mala mata, mala fnim, what was before the Briyas Olam, or mala yach, what's afterwards. Therefore, they didn't want to answer. Omalahem, so now the son of Mukhtim asked him a fourth question, Eden o miskere chochem. So he asked them, who do you call a chacham? What's called a chacham? Eden Yisrael Kassim means, who is called a chacham? Rashi says it means, he means, me miskri chacham. Who do you call a chacham? Who's called a wise man? So Amulei, this kind of man, so that said, the Mishnah Nova says, hey, is there a chacham? Who's called a wise man? Horoi Yisrael, somebody can see the future. It means he thinks into, not that he knows the future, but just thinks into. Rashi says, he's maven believe by what's going to happen to him if he does these things. And therefore he watches out from them. That's called the chokhan. He watches what he does to make sure he only does the right things. Then he asked them, so, Aden Miskri Gib, Omalhem, Aden Miskri Gib, who's called a strong person? So, Omrullah, they said, Daktim, that's a mission also. Azel Gib, who's called a strong person? Hakovish Yitzhak, someone can hold back his Yitzhak, he can hold back his temptations from an Aveiram, or else the Rosh says from Kass not to get angry, that's called the Giber. He held himself back. Then he asked him another question, Omalahem, a day in Miskri, Usher, who's called the rich person? So again, Omalahem, they answered back and said, like the Mishnah says, a Zayu Usher, who's called the rich person? Hasmech Bechalka is somebody that's happy that the chelik that Hashem gave him. He realizes it all comes from Hashem, so whatever Hashem gives him, he's happy with, that's called a happy person. That's called an usher. Like the Rosh says, Hasmech Bechalka and Mashenig Zalai Lechalka, what Hashem decides to give to you. Whether it's the mama, whether it's Bisha, what wife you have, Yisamech and Yimekabalit. Yeah. And you don't want what does what's not yours. Right? Then he asked, Omalahen, Mayavin Inish V'yichya. So they asked, Arfanya Muktim asked his Kainim, what should a person do to live? Omrullah, they said back to him, Yomis Atzmai, so kill himself. And what does that mean? Yomis Atzmai, so the Rosh says it means, Yatriach Bimlocha, you should work hard. First of all, to make a living. For Lo Yom, you shouldn't say, Ein Melocha Zu Hagenisla, it's not nice to do such work. If that's the only work you should do, do it. That's the way to keep yourself alive. Zigan, secondly, don't go after the enjoyment of this world. The gam yitzdorech yitzdares b'saroi lumei Torah, also it means you should mitzvah yourself to learn Torah all the time. There's a, don't take it easy, but learn Torah, and then be yot yichi be'olam hazeh olam habo. Then you'll be zechut to live both in this world and in olam habo. The heart. Then he ma yavin inish v'yomis, what should a person do? In other words, what shouldn't he do that he shouldn't die? Is yichya satsumai, keep himself alive, which means just the opposite. Yichrachi Rosh says, hofech miyamchikasata, the opposite. You don't work to make a living, so you'll just kill yourself that way. Or you just take it easy, you don't learn, also kill yourself. That's the way you kill yourself. Omalem, so he said to them now, ma yavin inish v'yiskambal abriyosa. What should a person do that people should accept him, should like him? What should he do to like to be popular? Is Amri, so the Tzkenim said back, Yasni Milechu V'Sholten. You should like hate to be close to the Melech or to the Sholten, to the king or to the ruler. So Rush learns Kolaymar Yisrachik Minashus, go away from the government, like Pen Yilu Olov, maybe they'll have complaints against you. Or Yechashdu B'Neyodim Shemal Shinu Meisim Amayna, maybe people think you like telling on them. You're telling the police, you're telling the government against them, so you'll make them not like you, so stay away from this. Don't go near the government like. Omaluhu, so Al-Sam Yomukhtim said, Tidi Tavimitku, I have a better reasoning than you. My reasoning is better. I would rather say, you know how you should become popular, is the opposite. Yerache Malka the Shota, and Adarabah, be nice to the king. Be nice to the Shota, to the ruler. For Yavativun B'nai Inchai, and mainly you'll be nice to them, so they'll become to be nice to you, and you'll be able to tell them to be nice to the people. That's a better answer. Omalan, he said like this. So another question now, Asandi Mukhtim asked him was, B'yom Yehele Meder, or B'yabeshta Yehele Meder? Where is it better to live? Is it better to live in the ocean, B'yom, or is it better to live B'yabeshta on the dry land? Omalan, as Kenim said back to him, B'yabeshta Yehele Meder, you're better off living on the dry land. What's the proof? To a kol nechusa yom, all the people that go down to the ocean, all the sailors, like meisva datayu, they don't have yishuv adas out the sakul neivesh until they come up to the dry land anyway. So there's no yishuv adas, not a peaceful life on the yam. Therefore, you're better off living on the yabeshta. Omalahu. So again, Lachsan Yemukta said to them, Edim in choin chokim yisa. Which one of you is the kainim is a smarter person? Omrulai, he answered back and said, Kulonu kuchodesh shavin. We're all the same, we're all equal. So, kol milsa di yamartalon, all these questions you asked us, bichodesh pismonu lecho, we all answered it the exact same way. Omrulahan, so still Asan Mukhtim said to them, Ma dein asrisun lekabli. Like, how come you're not accepting me? How come you're not becoming like me? How come you're not like, you know, mekabel my avoy disorder? How come you're not listening to me? Omrulahan said back to him, Sit no netzach, Omalahen. Sit to say the Satan won over you. Meaning to say, like, people give in to the Taivis, that's because the Satan listen. You're listening to the Satan. We don't want to listen to the Satan, to the Yetzirah. Therefore, we're not listening to you. Omalahen, Sazil Asan Yemukta said to them, listen, Hoa no mekatlinu yaschon, the Xeris Malkan, like, I can have you killed with the Rishus of the Melech, like, I'm close to the king, I can tell the king to have you killed. And you're a king, you'll be killed. Omrulay, so they said back to him, Shilten biyad malko, that the power is in the king. V'lo yehe l'malko kosev, and the king would not do any dishonest. He would not do lies. Because Mustafa, what happened here was, when they first start to talk, like they promised, he promised he won't do any harm to them. So if we said, listen, you said you won't do any harm, so you can't go back any words now. Is miyad right away, Albis Yasin Levushin Diagor, rather Asandi Mukhtim dressed them all up in nice clothing, in purple clothing. Fishoda Minichu de Dahaba, out of Ram, and he put upon them necklaces of gold. Omalan, he said to them like this, Bino the Islam Dinis Africa. Asandi Mukhtim said, listen, I want to go to the land Africa. I want to get there. He wants to conquer the land there, or he wants to get the gold there, but he said he wants to go to Africa. Omrulay, he said, so the Chodesh came and answered back and said, no, Loimotis als Azlis, you won't be able to go there. The Paski Hori Chosh, because there are dark mountains there, means there's no light there. Our response to the says, like, there's a time there when it's not day and not night. It means night all the time. It's dark the whole time, there's never light there. So it's very dangerous, you can't go through there. So he said back to them, was like this, Omalahen. Listen, I'm going to go anyway. I'm not asking, I'm going anyway. Watch, I'm only asking, what should I do? Don't tell me not to go, I'm going to go anyway. I'm just asking you, give me some advice. When will you say good advice, how to make it there easy? Like, true, you're telling me now there are dark mountains there. There's mountains there that has no light at all. So I'm asking, like, give me an answer. How cool, what's the best way I should be able to make it through? So they told him like this. So they said, what you should do is he told them to go take a donkey, like a Libyan donkey, that was advised to Mustafa, a very strong one, a good one, that goes even in darkness to Parshi Pihavra, that these donkeys could travel even in the dark, and take with you like coils of rope, and fixed him at the side. And I see Cham Luvid the Porshri Behavar goes through the dock, for I see Kiburi the Mazatek coils of rope, for Kota by Gisa, and tie them up onto the road on one side, but that will not guide yourself by them. The Chiyadis Bruch, when going in the road, not this Megavai, like hold on to these strings, and the Isis Liyaso, they'll be able to take you to the city. Some way, if you tie yourself down with the strings on this side, and they'll keep you in place, you'll get there. So that was Avdir Hochitaka did like this. Hassan Yumukta, when he got there, the Yozel, so he got to Africa. What happened there was, Vyozel, Motel Humukhuz, he got to a city there, to Kulinashi, all the people in the city were only ladies. His boy Lemevit Karva Badai, he wanted to make like Muhammad, he wanted to have a war against them. So Omulay, the lady said back to him like this, listen, Mamonasar, what's going to happen? Ikatlis, Lord, if you're going to kill us, is that nice? Yerma people will say, Noshi Kota, you killed ladies. And what's going to be, Ikatun Loch, maybe we'll kill you, is Yerma people will say, Malka the Katun Nashi, that this king was killed by ladies, so it's not worth it for you to have war with us. So he listened to them. Omulant, he said to them, so, Isli Nahama, listen, bring me out some bread. Because he was hungry. So I see lay Nahama the Dahaba, they brought out a golden bread, means a stick of gold. Up to the Dahaba on a golden table. So Omar Lahui said to them, listen, Mi Achli Inshi Nahama the Dahaba, do people eat bread, golden bread? A guy has to give me bread to eat, what are you giving me gold for? Omulus, the Noshim said back, listen, Eli Nahama's boys, it was really true that we thought like if you only really want bread, Lehevi Lechor the Asrach Nahama. Lemechel, like, didn't you have bread in the city where you came from? The shaklis, couldn't you take it with you? For Yasloch, and you came here, like, what did you come here for? So they thought, Mustam, he came here for to get gold, so that's why they gave him gold. But really, he came to have war with them, and now they see he's not going to have war, he was hungry. So good, so they brought him out some bread. It's Tinofik the Icy, when they brought out the bread, he ate it. So Kosov above the Mechuzah. As Alexander Muktim wrote on the gates of Mechuz like this, Ano Alexandrus Muktim, I am Alexandrus Muktim, Hevis Shatio Adiastis Lemedinas Africa. I was like a fool until I came to this city called Africa, to Nashaya, where these ladies were, Vialifus Eitza Min Nashaya, and I learned Eitza, learned like advice from these ladies, like he saw my mother, these ladies outwitted him. They were more smarter than him. Like he came out, he learned a lot of chokmah from them, as if he said like he was a shaita before he went there. Kishoku v'yosi, when he was going out, is Yosi, first he sat down there, hu mayona, he sat down by type of a well there. Kochon hama, he was eating bread. Have a biyoda guldono demolcha. He had a salty fish, like a herring, he had in his hand. So bahadi demechavulu, while he was like washing roof, he was washing it off in the river, and that well he started to wash over to get all the salt off it. Is Nofel Burecha. A smell came out from that well, it came out a smell. To a sound, whereas the sheet that says it means Rucha. That's what the Rosh also learns. That Nofel Ruchi learns Ruachayim. That these fish now became alive, it came Ruachayim into the fish. Somehow he said, Shema Mir, I see from here, Hai Eina, this well, Mi Gan Eden also, this well comes from a Gan Eden. It's like Chias Amesim here. Or else because it smelled so good. And Ikadiyami, some say, Shoka Mihanumai, he took from this water, turned me up, he washed his face, praised with it. And Ikadiyami, some say, Idle Kula, he like went down to the well, to where it starts, to where it comes from, where it originates from, the Motla Pisca the Gan Eden, until he came to Mamish, the opening of Gan Eden. Roma Kula, when he got there, lifted up his voice. And he said, Pishuli Bob, open up the door for me, let me go in. Omru Levi said back to him, no, Zehashal Hashem, this is a gate only for Hashem, not for you. Omru Levi said to them, listen, Ano Nami Malkano, I'm also a king. Mechshur Chashivnu, I'm a kosher person. Hovli Midi, give me at least something. Like, give me something from the Eden. You're not letting me go in there, but at least give me something. And that's what he said. So that one was, Yovelay Gugosa. They gave him a round skull, or the Rosh says with like an eye. They gave him a round eye. Is Chada, one round eye.
is Asiyas Takla, he started to weigh it, and Lakuna the Havakas today, all the gold and silver he had, he put on one side of the weight. Paday Lehavi Matakla, the other side he put this eye, and it weighed out, like the eye weighed out more than all the gold and the silver. And the Rosh explains, like it comes to Moshe will teach you, that when the eye sees it once, if he has a desire to take, no matter how much you give him, he's not going to be happy, he'll never be satisfied. An eye that looks to take is never satisfied. So what happened was, Amalahu l'Rabbonin. So he said to Rabbonin, my high, what's going on here? What's going on with this eye that it weighs so much? His Amalahu said like this, Google saw the aim of the Bisra. This is an eye of a person. I'm teaching you this mushroom that an eye wants and desires and looks, and never an end to what he wants. Vidisra, Vidoma Deloy Koshova. It's like something that's not satisfied. It's like the eye that's not satisfied. Omulhu Mimai Dhokri, what's the proof? This is the Pshat. So what happened was Shakli clearly after took some dust, some dirt, to Chisayu when he covered up the eye. You have to say you can't see anymore. It was only out to talk with then talk and weighed less, and then the other side of the weight went down. So you see that's the Pshat here. So the Rashban, the first says here, Matz put some dirt and covered up the eyes, that the eye can't see anymore. And then he'll be satisfied. He won't want anything anymore. So that's his marshal. Then the weight went down. So, the Pasuk says, Show the Avdon, where's the Shavenu? Like the grave and what you want things, you'll never be satisfied with them. So with this marshal here, he's not going to be satisfied. The eye looks him once, he won't be satisfied. Tona deve Eliyo. Kehenim lamala minurakia. Kehenim really is lamala minurakia. It's on top. So Rosh has minor dinner. Shabo mizin shalchayas shomashoyim. It comes on from Shemayim. It starts in Shemayim the Gehenim. V'yesham some say no liachurei hari cheshich. It's the back of these black mountains. That's where our Gehenim is. Tona Remichia, Koloisik Bater, Belayla Webelands, there at night time, Shkina Kinegda, it's like you have the Shkina in front of you. The Shkina Shuya is showing on you. Shneva the Pasuk says, Kumi Rani Belayla, the Rosh Ashmeris, get up in the night time, and Shivchi Kamayim Libech Neichach Tanei Hashem. And Shivchi Kamayim Libech means you throw your heart and learn Torah like Mayim, says Neichach Tanei Hashem, it's almost like in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have the Shekhinah on you. Omer of Loza ben Azariah, Tamidi Chachomim, Marvim Shalom Bielam. Tamidi Chachomim, their Marvim Shalom on the world. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'chol Benayich Lamudi Hashem, V'rav Shalom Benayich. As I'll take Rabbanayich Ala Benayich, that the Tamidi Chachomim, these are the people that are Marvim, your Torah. Surely this is the end of the Gemara of Kodshim. Now the rest of the sectors will only be from Mishnayism. Kehadin Alechol Ohayu Kaifti. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Omer lehem hamamuna, the superintendent now sold to these Kahanim. Again, after they were carrying up the pieces of the Korban HaTamid, so they're carrying it up to the plank on the Kevis. So you have before, they put them down there, and then they went back into Lishkas HaGozis, to what to daven. So the Muna told to them, he said like this, Boruch Hu Brachachas, go make one bracha right now. And this Mor says in Brochas, that was Ahava Rabbah. They didn't say Yetzer Or, because it was too early, it wasn't light yet. So they only said the Broch of Ahava Rabbah, one Brocha. They broke when they made the Broch of Ahava Rabbah. Then Korah Aseret HaDibros, they said the Aseret HaDibros. Then they said Shema Voyim Shemayim Voyim. They said the three parshas of Shema. And really the Aseret HaDibros is the Pshat is, because in the Shema is the Aseret HaDibros. Really the Gemara Brochas asks the question, how come we don't say the Aseret HaDibros like this? The Mura says, of course, of the meaning of that. Because him, but come to say the Iko of the Torah is only the Aseret HaDibros. So therefore, we don't say it. But then, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim used to say first the Aseret HaDibros, then they would say Shema. Then what happened was, Vayomru Borchu Esom Shalosh Brochas. Then the Mura said to make three more brochas. What was it? They said Emes V'yatziv. V'yavoyde said the Broch of Ritzei. And then Ubrachas Kanim, these three brachas they said, they're not a real Shimon Esrei. Over Shabbos and on Shabbos, Masifim Brachachas LeMishmer HaYotzei. On Shabbos used to change the watches, the new Mishmer came in, so the Mishmer that came in gave a bracha to the one going out,
try saying Ashrecha, you should be Zeicha for the avoid that you did. The Mishnah based. Omalehem Chadoshim Lekteres Bo. Now the Mamuna would say, listen, I want new Kahanim to come to this Pius who's in the Zeicha to make the Kteres. Like once a Kohen brought the Kteres once, he couldn't bring it again. Because by bringing the Kteres, you became very rich from it. So therefore, they only had new Kahanim every time making the Kteres. He says, Bo, a priest has to make a girl. Zocha Misha Zocha, the one that was Zeicha did it. So he was Zeicha to make the Kteres. Then Omer Lehem, he said like this, Chadoshim Yishonim, new ones and old ones for the next girl. Bo, a priest, so Mimale, Vorim, and Akevas, from his Beach. According to this man, the Yoma, it was not the first set of Kanam that took it until the Kevas took it up. He had like a new set of Kanam now. So it was a new piece, a new girl to choose which Kanam will be Zeicha to take the pieces from the Kevas up to the top of the Mizbech. Whoever blessed him in Yaakov Emino, Hamali Boromakevus, the same Kahanim that brought the pieces from the place to the plank to the Kevesh, Hu Malin Oysan Agavi Mizbech. Those same Kahanim now, if they got finished davening, they finished off the Avoida and took it up. Mishnah Gimel, Mesurim Lechazonim, Hoyu Mavshitin Oysan Espigdayim. The Sumach Sana means the Kahanim that were not Zeicha with the Pius, like a lot of Kahanim came there for like to try and get a girl, to try and be Zeicha, to do the Avoida. So all of them put on the big Tekuna. But now the ones that were not Zeicha to do the Avoida, they had to like take off the Begodim. So Masrum, they gave them over the Chazonim to the people that took care of the Begodim. Hoyim Ashit and Oysim, they were taken off as Begdayim, the big Tekuna. Lohoyim Manichin Aleyim Elimach Nesayim, they only left the underpants on. Buvad. Now the Cholaynus Hashem, there were like closets there, and because of Aleihem Tashmisha Kelim, that's what used to put away the clothing. In other words, they took off the top clothing, they left the underpants on, then they would put on their own clothing, and then they took off the Kodesh Tikkun Mechnasayim and put on their own Mechnasayim. Now Mishnah Dalid, Misha Zocha B'Kteris, the Kohen that was Zocha to do the Kteris today, Hayonoit Lefakaf, he would take the big ladle. Was like a big ladle that could hold three kabim, large sum. There was a smaller spoon inside it. And that smaller spoon, that had the kateris. That was mole the godish, piled to the top kateris. And the kisuhela, there was a cover for it. Or kimin matulius, hoyu olam mamala. It was like a talit matutulis on top. That's how the cover was on top. Now this verse says here, O kemin metutelis hoyolov, metutelis means like a piece of a nice cloth was on top of it to cover it, like a small cloth covered it. Now some say the covering on top was on top of the bozich, and some say the kisa was on the calf. So how exactly it was, there was a bozich, there was a smaller one that actually held the kateris itself, but they were afraid that some of it would spill over. That's why the bozeth, the smaller one, was in the bigger ladle, so if it spilled over, it went into the calf. So how come we just don't have it in the calf alone? So after said, because it's nice to look molly the goddish. It's like to have this kateris, this measurement to be all piled up, in a goddle like piled up to the top. That's what happened in the smaller spoon. Yeah, now Mishnah Hege, the Flamen Gimel. He had said, the Misha Zocha B'machto, the kind that was Zocha to carry up this shovel, is not all machtas akesef. He took a silver shovel. The all of the Rosh Mizrach went up to the top of the Mizrach Hachitzoim, and upinas gecholim. He pushed aside the gecholim, the coals there, helef helef there and there. Vechotan, he took a nice shovel full of the coals from the middle, nice burning coals. Yorad, he went down. The eirun l'torech shazor. Then he spilled over those coals into a golden shovel. And Nispazim Menuk Kav Gecholim. He lost like one Kav Gecholim. In other words, the silver one was a Kav bigger than the golden one. The golden one was only, because the silver one had four Kavim, and the gold one only had three Kavim. So like one Kav of the coals spilled over. Voyim Echabdin Lam, and they would spread that, they would like broom sweep it along into the yom, into the flow of water that went through the Beit HaMikdash. So they would like sweep away that cob of coals that fell on the floor there.
over Shabbos, what happened on Shabbos, they would just cover it up with a kli, because on Shabbos you can't throw it into water, you can't put out the coals. Now, this fachter was called a big kli. It was like a big sear, a big plate, it was. And marzekes lesach, it held a lesach, that's a hairs of a kur, which is 90 kav, that's how much it holds, 15 saw. And ushtei shashrosh hoyibur, it had two chains on this big kli, this psachter. Achashu moishich bo, we heard one that he pulled it up and lowered it down. The yachashu oiches bo malmalim, one that he held it on top. The shlosh let his goggle that it should not move around. So, they used to use this to be murdered, take down the deshin from the mizbeach. That's what they used to use this big thing for. So you used to have it with chains to pull it up, pull it down. But now on Shabbos, you used to use it to cover up these coals that fell on the floor. Now, says this dikli, this psachter, they used for three different things. That koyfenoy sagabi cholim, like over here, if on Shabbos you had these coals, they would use this big kli to cover it up with, or else we are sherets, they found the sherets, a dead creeping thing in the Beis Hamikdash, also they covered up by Shabbos. Umaridim bo sadeshim megabi mizbech, and who would then they also use it to take down the deshin, the ashes from the mizbech. These are three things they used to use this big psachta. Now Mishnevov, hegiyo ben ulum lemizbech. Now the kohen, or these two kahanim that was zeichu with the keteris, the one that was zeichu with the machta, and the one that was zeichu with the keteris, they both came now in between the ulam and the mizbeach, not the lecher of masgrave, for one of them took with them a big shovel, the zork, and he threw it, the bein ulam lemizbeach, he threw it down there on the floor, between the ulam and the mizbeach. And odom shemeya kol chaveru b'yushalayim, mikol ha-magrefa, like that voice, that bang was so loud, that people talking in Yushalayim could not hear themselves one time.